And who else but the draft expert himself, Norm Hitzkus, he put together a mock draft for tonight's White Elephant Day draft.
Yes.
So let's hear Mr. Draft himself tell the captains who they should pick where.
We have a draft in which there are no standings. So you can't say, well, you draft first, you draft. That order has been drawn, okay? Mm-hmm. There are three captains putting together three teams. George drafts first, Donovan second, Gordon third, and then we go in reverse order and things like that. Okay. We have 13 eligible people to be drafted. George, Donovan, and Gordon are the captains, and then the 13 other people, Junes, Bob, Dan, Corby, Mike, Fernando, Mike Saroy, Jake Kemp, Danny Bayless, Sean Bass, Ty Walker, Julie, and myself. Okay, with the first pick.
There's a rule, right?
It's one rule.
First round.
Each captain can't draft their own showmates in the first round.
Right.
So right. After that, after the first three picks, everyone's eligible. My pick, I can't pick Norm, Saroy. I don't think I could pick Julie either.
No.
In the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime after that, it's open.
With the first pick in the 2019 KTCK White Elephant Draft, George Dunham reaches deep into his personal history and selects Mike Reiner with the first pick.
Oh, wow. Okay. Number one overall pick.
Number one overall pick.
I heard his combine numbers were amazing.
Yeah. He's a bit slow these days, but that's another matter. He makes up for it with incredible wisdom.
So Mike Reiner goes number one.
Right.
Wow.
All right.
Donovan then has the number two pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he can't take any of his showmates. Okay. So I studied this, and the next two people, I had this a spot where if Gordon offered any legitimate trade up, Donovan might take it here, okay?
Mm.
But I'm going to say that no trade up here occurs.
Okay.
And Donovan selects Junior Miller.
Oh, wow. Morning show juice.
Yes, morning show Junes. Gordon then, who could not have taken Junes, okay, is left with an assortment of other characters. And he decides Corby Davidson with the third pick in the draft.
A little rant reunion on White Elephant Day.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gordon then, with the last pick in the first round, gets the first pick in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides to put together, with his first pick of Corby Davidson, he, Corby, and Dan McDowell at number four.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Pretty strong.
That's a powerhouse lineup.
Yes. McDowell going much higher than many draft experts thought he would. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Donovan at number five. Now, we're talking about comfortable working relationships here. Donnie already has Junes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Donnie, unencumbered by the first round situation he found himself in, takes at number five, Mike Saroy.
Wow.
Yes.
Honored.
Yes.
I won't let you down.
Second round pick.
Ever.
You're the Jalen Smith of the ticket.
Exactly right. What we're all afraid of is he might be the Tristan Hill of the ticket.
Ooh,
but anyway.
Sorry, Mike.
Fair.
Is it fair?
It just occurred to me, yeah. Mike. I was thinking second rounders. And
highs and lows.
Yes, okay. With the last pick in the second round, George, who originally took Mike Reiner, decides he will add Bob Sturm to his show.
Whoa.
So all of the hosts are going off the board, leaving. Well, Mike is the first non-host off the board at
number five.
We have Bob at six. Julie still in the mix. Where do we go next, Norm?
Well, it's back to Donovan at the top of round three.
Value pick.
Understand, Donovan's tight with the Junes. Donovan's tight with Saroy. And Donovan's new partner on the postgame show is Jake Kemp.
Oh.
So Donovan puts together a team of Junior, Mike Soroy, and Jake Kemp.
Bam.
All right. We're having fun. We're having fun right now.
Championship.
George, looking at the fact that he's got himself, even older white guy, Mike Reiner, and then getting the middle-aged white guy, Bob Sturm, decides he needs to diversify and takes Julie Dobbs at number 8.
Julie, to get off the third round.
To give the show a badly needed shot of class. Okay.
I don't know about all that.
Okay. Now, Gordon has assembled an unusual grouping so far. He, Corby, Dan. Who would make the group even more unusual?
Norm.
The Knox City Knocker.
Oh, Danny Bayless.
Goes to Gordon at the end of round 3.
Man, they're good.
Okay. George.
4 picks left.
There are 4 picks left. Left on the board, we have 2 ticket show ticket hosts, 1 host, and 1 producer. George, who already has Reiner, Sturm, and Julie, decides the comedic stylings of the power chicken Ty Walker.
Whoa.
Belong on his team.
All way right. too early.
Well, there are only 3 picks left.
I know.
And it's still way too early? Okay, all right.
Gordon, realizing he's going to be a yuck monkey and that Corby and Dan and Danny do not wish to do tickers, select Sean Bass for the ticker role.
So we're down to the last 2 picks.
Right.
Norm and Fernando.
Donovan played this game very cagey. He looked at Norm and thought, this is the biggest draft slider in the history of the ticket white elephant day. Is he going in the first round? Hell no. Is he going in the second round? Not a chance. Is he going in the third round? Jake, Julie, or Danny? No, Norm's not going in front of those. Now, George already had Bob. He had Reiner. He had Julie. No, he's going to add Ty. Gordon. Gordon hates Norm. So Gordon wasn't going to take him. So at pick number 12, the next to last pick in the draft, Donovan, for old time's sake, takes his former post-game buddy, Norm Hitzkin.
All right. That makes Fernando Mr. Irrelevant at number 13.
Still a reach.
Still a reach? Man, he should have gone undrafted. Just everyone picks up the phone trying to call him to get him on their team.
And you have like a free undrafted free agent like Eli Jordan or something instead of...
Right, I'm going to make the call. I'm going to call Ham as soon as the draft is over to offer him a spot on my squad. Yes.
You're assuming something here. Does George pass?
Oh, does he? He's just not going to even pick. He's going to let the time go, and then the next person gets to jump up and get him. Okay, there we go. That's the mock draft of the White Elephant Day draft that's happening tonight at Guys Night Out at Twin Peaks in Irving, 635 in MacArthur.